Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable panel for this Monday morning. It is the 25th of January, and it is very nice to have you with us. Joining us for the discussion, WAMC's Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Well, hello, but I'm very, very nervous. We're getting so close on that lockbox, but I'm nervous. I mean, really nervous.
We'll have a lockbox update in just a moment, right. And let us go on and invite introduce University at Albany journalism professor and investigative reporter Rosemary Armeo. Good morning, Rosemary.
How are you?
Very nice to have you here. Okay, that's all you're going to
say?
Fine. What
goes good with...
Good. Excellent. Libby
Post. I'll talk more later.
Okay, that's excellent. And Libby Post is with us. Good morning, Libby. Libby is with us each and every Monday, unless she's out changing the world, and she's with us yes today, and we're very
happy. Changing the world tomorrow, so thank you very much.
Excellent, good for you. Let us go to reminding you that roundtable at wamc.org is the place to join us and to get topics to comment on the topics that we will discuss in just a moment.
Yep.
Back to that lockbox and why Alan is nervous.
Oh boy.
Here is the total. I believe we left you when we last left you. We were just a tick under needing $80,000. We now, here is the good news, over the weekend.
And the bad news.
Okay. And the good news is.
And the bad news is.
$443,549.05.
Now, in order to get that Spitzer $25,000, we're going to need to get to $500,000, which means we need, what, about $46,000?
$56,000.
56.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
About 56, just a little over $56,000. Yeah. And we have the fund drive, for those of you keeping score, starts 1 week from today.
Oh, boy.
So we have a week. We have a week to do this. We have 7 days, and we need to make about $56,000. When we left you on Friday, we said, we know you will do the right thing over the weekend. You did. And we thank you. So we just need to keep up our brisk pace, and we'll hopefully be in good shape. But we need to do this. We need you. Now, as Alan mentioned, $25,000 on the table here from the Spitzer Foundation that we don't get unless we make it to the $500,000 point. But that means, let me just set this up for you, that means that we will already be more than halfway, because it would be $525,000, more than halfway through the fund drive before we begin it.
Unbelievable. And it just is just one more sense that this fantastic outpouring has just one more sense of, what a community we have. And everybody knows that we have things to do. This weekend, I probably will get killed by staff for mentioning it, but this weekend we had a program on where, for some reason, somebody just kept repeating again and again, off the plane, 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 off the plane. At least two people wrote to me and said, Joe, that was brilliant programming, and that they were able to be mesmerized.
What is it?
It was a glitch. And it was selected shorts, and it went over, and maybe if you're ever pitching at that time during the fun drive and you think there is no one there.
They're there.
They're there because we heard from 8 billion people on
this. Maybe
Saturday.
2 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody said, but everybody had a sense of humor about it. That was what was so great.
Well, and that they were helping you out. Oh, by the way, you may want to know.
Right.
But I got 3 compliments for brilliant programming. I want you to know that.
Oh, that's good.
And you're the program director, so you really deserve it.
You really what was deserve the old... Dan Rather used to tell the story about his first job in radio was going on, and he had a religious program. They had the albums, and the preacher would come on, and would do the album. They put the preacher on the album. And on his first day, he put the thing on, and he goes, and if you do this, you will go to hell. And then it started to skip, and just says, go to hell, go to hell, go to hell. And then he was fired and had to go to another radio station.
Oh, my
that.
Goodness.
Yeah. All right, let us go to... The subjects at hand, we have many. Oh, boy.
I hope I know what the first... Can I guess what the first one's going to be?
Go.
Bloomberg.
Yeah. Well, that is the first one. So now we found out over the weekend that... We had heard murmurings, correct? Or murmurs, that it within the Bloomberg camp that the former mayor of New York City was thinking of running for president of the United States as an independent. Now, sensing an opening... And perhaps some some strangeness within the field, Michael Bloomberg has instructed advisors to draw up plans for a potential independent campaign in this year's presidential race. His advisors and associates said he was galled by Donald Trump's dominance of the Republican field, troubled by Hillary Clinton's stumbles, and the rise of Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont on the Democratic side. So Mr. Bloomberg, the billionaire former mayor of New York City, has in the past contemplated running for the White House on a third-party ticket, but always concluded he could not win. A confluence of unlikely events in the 2016 election, however, has given him new impetus to those aspirations.
Now, he does say that if Bernie is the candidate, he's more likely to run than if Hillary.
He made that a condition. That's what he was going to do, which is, to me, further affirmation that Bernie Sanders should not be a candidate because he can't win.
Well, no. Absolutely. It just simply means that he sees more vulnerability there. I don't agree with you, Rosemary, but the point really is that...
That seems like a stretch, isn't it?
What's a stretch?
That Bernie can win?
No. Well, yeah. No, the stretch being that him seeing this, if he sees this as an impetus, that if he sees, I don't know how you draw
no,
the
No, I said it seems to me that his Bloomberg making it a condition. I'll get in if the Democratic candidate is Bernie Sanders, is because then it would be Donald Trump, is what he's saying.
Well, yes, maybe, but then
Bernie doesn't agree with the politics.
Win. And
then, okay,
no.
All right.
You know, but no, I don't agree with Rosemary. But I think it may be because he sees he is a representative of a class of people who believe in American capitalism the way that it exists right now, and that Bernie Sanders represents too much of a danger to American capitalism.
Oh,
I think
baloney.
That's what
he doesn't like Trump, who totally believes in the same capitalism that Bernie does.
So two billionaires and a socialist walk into a presidential race.
It sounds like a
right.
joke, doesn't it?
Right. And the fact of the matter is that he won't run if Hillary gets the nomination.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's that. And, you know, and if Bernie gets it, he'll run. And if it's Bernie, Trump, and Bloomberg.
Who will win?
Bloomberg.
Well, I'm not sure of that. I think that's the big danger there. In fact, I was talking to a very liberal couple this weekend, and I posited this to them. They were both in the Sanders camp, and both of them said, we love Bloomberg. We're going to vote for Bloomberg. So that's two out of the Sanders camp that would go the other way. Now, so what happens is this divide and conquer possibility here is that Trump, who is doing amazingly well, I'm not endorsing him, obviously, but he's doing amazingly well, wins. He wins.
And it goes a trial balloon and nothing's really going to come of it, along with the people who are now saying, oh, Biden, get back in. That's not going to happen either.
No.
I think this is all part of the anti-Trump movement, just like National Review's why Trump shouldn't get it.
This is
Bloomberg's saying, don't give it to him. I'd come in before that would happen.
No, I don't think so.
You have a point.
No,
I really do.
Neither of you have a point.
Yes, we do.
No,
Alan.
As much as you might not want to agree with us,
that's fine.
I don't agree
with
you.
This is a democracy and we can all have our point of view.
I know a little bit about Mike Bloomberg, and I know that he's always wanted to be president, and that I know people who know him, you know, and who have said over the years that he has talked about this. But he's smart enough to have stayed out until he had a chance. I think he sees himself as having a chance under this circumstance.
I don't think he'll stay in. You think he's going to stay in if Hillary gets the nomination?
No.
Okay. So there you go. And Hillary's going to get the nomination. So...
Well,
that's
you know,
the end of
right
the conversation.
Now, Bernie is doing very well in the national polls.
He's 20 points behind in
the
national polls.
It depends. If, in fact, Bloomberg is even making the statement, right, it has to indicate to you that he means business.
It doesn't have to mean that. What it means to me is that he does not want, as many, many thinking people in this country do not want, Donald Trump.
That's right.
He's close to getting the nomination.
I think Bloomberg, who has done an exemplary job, with the exception of buying that third term in office, which really...
I even like that. I think Bloomberg is great. I wish
he
had just go into the Republican race from the beginning and actually win this.
Well, you know, he used to be a Democrat, and then they wouldn't let him play in New York, so he became a Republican.
Right.
Boy, that was a mistake.
I forgot where he ended up. I don't know if he's a Democrat or a Republican right now.
He's an independent. Yeah. Right now,
well,
that's why he's saying
I don't
an independent race.
Yeah.
Well, he won as a he left as a Republican, right?
No, he left as an independent.
That's right. You're right.
He left as an independent. He couldn't stand the social politics of the Republican Party.
Well, I think he's terrific.
I do too. I'm not saying he's not.
Well, if you think he's so terrific, if you had a choice between Hillary being president and Bloomberg being president, Libby, who would you rather see as president?
Hillary Clinton.
All right. it seems like we're fighting, but I don't really know over what.
Well, we got the bleachers over here. You know, look.
Oh my God! You just don't like being in the minority. You just want to bombast us. You know,
on the contrary, I feel very.
You're one little liberal couple who agrees with you.
Here's the other part of this.
Say again.
Do you really think
that
Middle America is going to elect a New York Jew?
Well, they've got two chances to do it.
I know they do. But Bernie is a Vermonter now, although he sounds like he just walked out of the Brooklyn Navy Yards. But do you really think they would?
That Bloomberg could win?
Yes.
Absolutely. You want to know the religion in this country that counts the most and is working for Trump?
Money.
How much money you have.
Yeah.
That's the way we do it in this country. And I'll take it because I think Bloomberg's sensibilities are all on the right side. In other words, I think he's a very decent man, with the exception of allowing too many big buildings to go up in the island of Manhattan.
I think he's great, but he is entering this race way too late. You do not come in talking about an independent campaign 1 month before the first caucus and accomplish anything. It has never happened in the history of the country. I think he's doing something to stop
Trump. And third parties don't do well in this country.
Never. No, they do not. I think the most interesting political story of the week was taking a look at Donald Trump, who is the worst liar, basically, in the history of campaigning, according to fact checkers. Yeah. That they looked at 78 of his statements and 77 were outright lies. And this is being printed. We have fact checking now. And no one cares.
It doesn't
matter.
Or
his supporters don't care. Well, so what's the value of truth?
The other thing, and I saw that, but I also saw that that what we consider to be a lie is also what he says yesterday is not what he says today. So there is this flip-flopping as well.
Right, that was interesting.
I think she is brilliant, she's an idiot,
The
next day. You know, there's that kind of thing, too. Hold on, because so this gives us perfect opportunity to talk about the statement over the weekend. Oh my God! And this gets back to the apparently, and he knows it, right? That you can say anything and still.
And
still do
well. He could stand on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and wouldn't lose a supporter.
And still would lose
charming.
It's all according if you've shot a black person or a white person.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, said on Saturday. It's like incredible, he said of his support during a rally at Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. The comment was met with some laughter from the crowd. He also meant it doesn't make any difference if I were to be sick or having a bad day or fighting with your spouse. You must caucus. But look, I'm going to win. That's what everybody says. I'm going to win.
Well, you know, I actually do think he was making a joke. I think it's bad taste rather than he was threatening to go shoot somebody. But this is why he shouldn't be president. You can't do this. You can't say these kinds of things.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I mean, it is a joke, and I took it as that.
Yes.
However, it's also it's becoming true. I mean, he is realizing the fact that he can pretty much say or do anything.
He has realized. He's already done that.
Not lose support.
And they're looking now. There's a new study out looking at who are his supporters. And it's really interesting. There are people who are not involved in the political system up to now. Many of them are actually registered Democrats, but they just were so disaffected totally until he suddenly is voicing their opinions that they weren't involved. Now that to me is frightening, and that's we're in Obama territory, where he beat Hillary Clinton when he did by bringing out new people, young voters who had never voted before. That appears to be what Donald Trump is doing. Frightening.
He's bringing out older voters who never voted.
Yeah, they're not. Yes, older voters.
You know, but there's a video going around. You know, with Donald Trump's quoting himself. You know, clips of him. He was a staunch Democrat. Now he's a staunch reactionary. You know, how did we? And he's having Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council, which is a certified hate group, writing his speeches for him. You know, where
well, didn't he fire him?
Not that I saw. This man has no moral compass.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We have a lot of letters on Bloomberg and others. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Roundtable at WAMC.org. We'll be back right after this.
Support comes from Saratoga Jewish Community Arts, presenting their third annual evening of Jewish storytelling with live entertainment and dinner for adults and children, February 6th, 5:30 p.m. at Temple Sinai, Saratoga Springs, New York, 518-584-8730. The Whistling Kettle, featuring Tea of the Month Club's Tea Discovery, Wellness Tea, Herbal, and Caffeine-Free Tea, and more. TheWhistlingKettle.com for catalog and online ordering. And from the Nature Conservancy's Adirondack Chapter, working to preserve freshwater resources that flow from the Adirondacks to New York's urban centers, nature.org/Adirondacks.
We have just about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then we're going to take a break. But let's get to some letters. We'll do a fast dash of letters, and then we'll come back and get some more.
Okay, here we go. EJ, wow, really? Even though it was a joke, talking about shooting people is not something a presidential candidate should talk about. How disrespectful to all the people who have lost loved ones due to gun violence. Guess he doesn't care, though. He has so much money, feels he's above it all, and can act how he sees fit without care for the people he wants to vote for him. Shame, 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 and blah, blah, blah. LOL. Love, Alan. He's awesome.
I knew you were going to read that whole letter. I saw that ending. I knew it.
Okay. As a 2,000-year-old man once said, you found me out. Okay. So so here we go. From Christopher. I, for one, would welcome Bloomberg into the race as an alternative to the Trump phenomenon. Give the angry white man a reasonable outsider. Eve says, please don't forget that Mayor Bloomberg was responsible for the NYPD pursuing some of their worst policies in recent years, excessive stop and frisk, phony arrests for marijuana possession and trespassing and more, all under the leadership of Commissioner Kelly, his favorite successor. Christine Quinn lost the mayoral election largely because of her support for Kelly. Dan says, let's not forget Bloomberg was responsible for and proud of the shameful stop and frisk program. Imagine that the mentality applied to the national stage. And Ken says, Bernie has won 14 times, about to win number 15 primary and number 16 general in November. Hillary has won two and lost one in very blue New York with no competition. Big deal. No, I like my guy's chances. Weinstein says,
okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. We left you when we last left. We were reading letters from people, and the letters are pouring in. So we want to get to more of those because you have a lot on your mind in regards to this this Bloomberg scenario that has come before us. So we will continue with that, and then we'll move on to other stuff.
Okay. So Bonnie says, panel, perhaps Bloomberg feels U.S. opinion has mellowed if Bernie has a chance. Just asking. Okay, and then Bloomberg is from PB. Bloomberg, another billionaire, is no prize. The authoritarian who eviscerated downtown Brooklyn and destroyed surrounding neighborhoods to enrich developers through corporate welfare, enormous tax breaks so they could build overpriced condos. And Barry says, here's my back of the envelope assessment of Bloomberg. Strong points, as smart as he can be, demonstrated real political leadership competence in New York City over 12 years. More trying job than any governor, certainly more than any governors who were and are stuffing the clown car. Despite being an independent, can work with Congress, unlike Trump, has run in one political office and an important one. Negatives: Eastern Jewish, third party. I think he can win any of the following combinations: Trump, Cruz versus Sanders, If Hillary runs, he would dilute her run and throw it to the R's. He will not run. And then it goes on, but it's too long. Another reason we must start, says Jamie, to limit the election process. How much money have we spent to arrive at a point where in the presidential election process that makes us all feel like toys in the box that no one wants to play with? And let's see here. Bill says, I hear three Bloomberg supporters this morning. Really?
Well, we all say good things about him.
We say good things about
him.
Well,
we got some of the letters.
Yeah, but, okay. Do these supporters really embrace the following, the running of the New York City public schools, including the embrace of charters, his terrible civil liberties record, including the police state tactics against Occupy Wall Street, the giveaway of the city to the wealthy and the construction magnates to the detriment of the middle class and the poor? He exemplifies trickle-down. I'm surprised at the panel this morning. Don't be so surprised, Bill in New Paltz. Let me just tell you, my friend, that you heard two people who did not care for his entry into it, and that was...
Not that we didn't care. I don't think it's going to happen, but I thought
you were Hillary,
Bloomberg was
You
effective.
Made yourselves very clear that you were Hillary people, Hillary to the end, right? Okay. So, you know, I always take... When people take liberties with somebody's words, I find it not happy. Okay, John said, good morning, Roundtable. My question is, why are so many people afraid of the socialism? Does not socialism take care of all the people? It depends on what the socialism looks like. We know what the Soviet socialism looked like.
They're afraid
and it
of it because
good.
For 50 years in this country, we've talked about socialism and communism being right.
Sure.
evil.
People get right.
It's just it's a flash reaction.
Right.
Okay, so Jim says, a Trump or Cruz versus Sanders race opens up the possibility to endless third-party candidates more palatable to the general electorate. But the problem would, of course, be financing so late in the campaign. Bloomberg, of course, does not have that problem. That said, yeah. Sanders will sadly never get the nomination. Sorry, Alan.
Bloomberg said he'd spend up to a billion of his own money.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob says, if Bloomberg gets into the race, a Republican will win. He's anti-guns, anti-soft drinks, and pro-Wall Street. He will split the Democratic vote, solidify Republicans behind Trump or Cruz. He also won't bring out the minority vote.
That's an interesting analysis.
Well,
I can see that happening.
It is one of those analyses. Mm-hmm. It is certainly a possibility. Juan says, if you look at the general election polling for Clinton versus Trump race, you see a 2.7 advantage for Hillary versus a 5.4 advantage for Sanders versus Trump. Clinton is too decisive and divisive. It says it's decisive, but I think she means divisive. And I personally want to see someone, pardon me, like Bernie, who is looking out for the majority of the electorate. And Barry says, wait, what? Too long? Seriously, thank you for reading my letter. I think, sorry about that. I don't like to give. Bernie equals 72 McGovern, period. Daisy.
What does that mean?
It means McGovern made a good showing in the beginning.
And then did terrible in the end.
Howard Dean.
Yeah.
Okay. And Joe says, hi, Alan. I thought you'd get a kick out of the item about Woody Guthrie and Donald Trump's father. We read that. We did pay attention to it. It turns out that Donald Trump's father owned the apartment building that Woody lived in, Woody Guthrie lived in, and he wrote a song about it.
And he was also a member of the Klan. Not Woody, but the father.
Charming background.
The Bloomberg Talk says, Pete from New Paltz says, everything to do with the Commission on Public Presidential Debates, considering a centrist third party type into the debates in the fall. Good morning, panel. Trump versus Bernie. Now I don't have to contemplate leaving the country because I'm with Mike. So there you have it.
All right. We welcome your letters as well. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Roundtable at WAMC.org. A lot going on besides this. So let's get to some other issues, if that is okay with all of you. Yes, yes.
Sure.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, okay, great.
Are there issues besides the election? Oh, my.
I know. Well, there was the, because we know what the polls, and you don't want to talk about the polls, right?
I'm so confused by, irritated by polls. I just think we are completely wrapped up in them and we're not interpreting them correctly.
So the one thing one story that I included before we completely get away from the election is that that Cruz is losing support, according to the polls, in Iowa.
Right.
What do you think that is attributed to?
Donald Trump's successful attack against him.
Yeah, it's the birther thing.
Well, I think a lot more has come out about Cruz that is not attractive, including the fact that, you know, people's senators, who they vote for and who they like, have, a person almost, said, we don't like this guy. He's a real stinker.
Good point. The governor in Iowa broke a longstanding tradition of staying neutral and said, don't pick him, which, yeah, I think that has weight.
You know what's interesting to me, though, because we've talked about this on the show, that Cruz is not likable, is considered not likable. We go back to his college roommate saying that he was not a likable person. And that has been an issue, and it's something that a lot of his Senate colleagues have brought up. The picture on Donald Trump ain't great either, as far as people who have worked with him and have had day-to-day dealings with him, that this is also not necessarily a nice man. So I don't know, you know.
And for that matter, Hillary Clinton, too, is seen as a martinet and mean to people and, you know, bossy in a way women are not supposed to be in our culture. So, and let's talk about our own governor, who has a bully reputation also. I do think there's a certain personality that helps you when you're a politician, where you have to have this very thick skin. You have to be willing to take all kind of criticism. You have to fight against your enemies. And it's a thin line between being strong enough and bullying enough to be successful and then to be disliked as intensely as Ted Cruz.
You know, it's interesting because I've interviewed both Hillary several times and Bernie.
Oh.
See, I was just, you have to wait till the end of the sentence there, Rosemary.
Like Germany.
And that's right. And they were both, you know, Hillary comes across as the nicer of the two. Bernie, of course, has a brilliant campaign going in terms of what he thinks is wrong with America, what needs to be done.
But he does have that yelling thing. Yeah,
when I've interviewed her, boy, she really was incredibly impressive.
She knows how to debate. She knows how to interview. She's got many years of experience at that. But if you read the stories about her personal life, it comes out how mean she is to staff. And
don't say that about every boss.
You have to be clear about what you want and demanding. And sometimes it means having to be mean. But what does that mean? For a guy, it means, oh, well, he knows what he wants. For a woman, right. And for a woman, it means
I just brought it up because it seems to be sticking to Cruz and not anybody else.
Right. Well, the thing is that nobody likes him. That's part of the problem. No one likes Cruz.
He played the part of the outsider in the Senate. He really has become an anathema to everybody there.
Right.
And they're willing to work, as we said before, with Donald because they think he's enough of a it's a word I don't want to use. Rosemary has used it every once in a while.
Which is what?
It's a W word. So that he could deal with people. You know,
I think he's just
deals.
Really genuinely unlikable. I'm sorry. Cruz? The older Bush, the first president said, I don't like this guy. Yeah, I mean, he is nice to everybody. Yeah. I think he is an irritating, obnoxious man who only his wife and two little kids like. Maybe the dog.
And his father.
His dad, yeah.
His dad who thinks public education is, you know, a crime. So a communist plot, actually, is what
His family life is interesting, too. We don't know much about that. I just was reading about it written by a Texas newspaper, a profile of Ted Cruz. And, I mean, his parents were divorced when he was in law school.
As half the country is also.
Has been also. But he paints himself as this, you know, my father came out, escaped the horrible communism in Cuba and came here and married. He does not have this perfect life. He has painted everything in his life towards this run to make him something that he is not. He's a phony.
17 Republican candidates, three major Democratic candidates are running for president, and yet we are still seeing many people, Bloomberg, saying, yeah, we need one more. Like, that's not enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that says a lot.
I get a lot
of
mail. I get a lot of mail that says, come on, we all know that Joe Biden's going to come up and...
And that's all over the internet, too. It's all over social media that Biden's going to come in. I don't believe
he's not. No, I agree with you. He's not going to. But it is interesting, as Joe posits, that there are a lot of people who aren't happy with what they got right now.
Well, it's always the lesser of two evils. It's always been that way. Except maybe in 1960. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that when we look towards November, it's going to be Hillary versus the question mark. I still don't think that Trump is going to get the nomination. I think something will happen where the party elite, the party establishment will maneuver something so that he can't. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if it's Trump versus Hillary, it's going to be a very interesting couple of months. And we'll have President Clinton.
Trump in any format, however he goes up or is pushed down, is an interesting story. Yeah. It's horrifying.
We got a letter, an annoying letter from Michael, who said, "Hi, gang. How come this issue goes unaddressed? Could it be because no one in the panel lives in Albany? Very curious, as Albany schools superintendent resigns." That to a radio station that goes to seven states and has a lot of cities in it and the rest of it.
I live in Albany.
I was going to say, don't you live in Albany?
I do, although it's not the Albany school district.
Right.
But yeah, I do live in Albany.
You don't live in the school district. Yeah. Neither do I.
Yeah. But you live in Albany?
No, I live in Manans. And she lives in Colony, if truth be told.
Oh, my address is Albany.
Well, yeah, sure. So does half of Gilderland.
Yeah. But why does the issue go unaddressed?
Because he's angry we didn't do the story.
Well, we certainly have done the story in our news.
We certainly
have. We have not.
We certainly have.
And Chris addressed it on Friday when he was here. So
our brilliant capital.
Chris Churchill.
Yeah, Chris Churchill did when he was on the air.
Mm-hmm. On Friday.
He's been writing.
But I love these letters that just are wrong.
We love your letters. Send more.
Yeah, yeah.
These are paying attention, that's all.
Yeah.
Roundtable at WAMC.org.
Not right.
We'll let you fill up the box here. We'll be right back. We'll get some more topics after this.
Support comes from Claire Pearson, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. For over 10 years, offering plant spirit medicine and energy clearing for health, body, mind, and spirit. C-L-A-R-E Pearson at Verizon.net. The Button Box, Sunderland, Massachusetts, makers of Ardmore's concertinas, also selling new and used concertinas and accordions, and providing repairs and accessories. ButtonBox.com. The Ashokan Center, Olive Bridge, New York, presenting music, dancing, food, film, art, and crafts for all ages at the Winter Hoot, January 30th through February 1st, ashokancenter.org. And from the ADK Market, Keene, New York, country store featuring natural foods, local and specialty products, fresh baked goods, artisanal beer, and everyday groceries, adkmarket.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Well, we didn't get anything, and probably where you are, you didn't get much. But New York and Washington certainly got pounded as far as weather goes. Blizzard. The two best pieces of videotape to come out of this.
The panda.
Oh
my
Washington
God!
Zoo.
Yes.
Lying on his back.
So oh cute. My God! It was the cutest thing
really
in the world.
And what's the other one?
Oh, it was Andrew Cuomo helping the guy in his car.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, really good photos. I wonder how that happened.
I wonder how that happened. You know? The guy gets stuck in Manhattan. I thought it was in Manhattan. Maybe not.
No, it was in Queens. I think it was the Cross Island
Expressway.
There's
actually a couple of things to be said about this. If you read Michael Schneerson's wonderful book called The Contender about Cuomo, there's this huge chapter on how Cuomo, in college and afterwards, ended up being the AAA guy for much of Long Island. And all night long, he would go out and pick up people's cars and bring them in. It was probably the thing that would endear him to you the most, to be honest with you, because he loved doing it. And here he was doing it again.
So he jumped out, and they got the footage of him, and he's
amazing.
Under the car, and he put the tone.
And the second thing is, that I think CNN, isn't Chris Cuomo a star there?
Yes.
Seemed to have a very interesting relationship with Cuomo during this entire thing. Now, for the period that I was watching, Andrew and his, you know, speech was were on constantly. And I didn't hear from Bloomberg at all. Now, I'm sure he was, and I'm
from
sure
Bloomberg.
I'm wrong.
Why would you hear from Bloomberg?
Or De Blasio.
I don't mean Bloomberg. I mean
De Blasio.
Okay, De Blasio, the other guy. Yeah, the other mayor.
The other mayor.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. And so it was almost as every – and at one point – The anchor who was anchoring out in the snowstorm said, "I want to hear from my governor," she said. I thought that was really amazing.
Yeah. We also didn't have that much from New Jersey's governor either. Chris Christie wasn't as much as Cuomo.
He came back.
De Blasio
has to go and talk
him.
To the feckless wimp. For federal aid, so that'll be fine.
Yeah, that will be fine. I don't know. I felt a little jealous. I felt snow envy.
Are you kidding?
I did too.
CNN
I wasn't going to say it.
Yes, nuts. CNN made it sound like, oh my God, everyone in Washington, D.C. was going to die. And I did enjoy friends from Ohio pointed out that Chardon, Ohio got 29 inches of snow. There was not a word about it on national TV because snow in the snow belt doesn't count, whereas it falls on New York and Washington, and it's, you know, the end of civilization.
There was a great photo going on Facebook about, you know, in the South, all that snow, people are like hysterical. In Boston, how do you want your burger?
Snow.
They know how to remove it. They know how to...
I saw an interview with some public safety person down south, I think in Charlotte, who's like, "We got a quarter of an inch and we're just crazy. We don't know how to deal
with
it."
Well, that's
true. I'm like, are you nuts?
But
I mean,
it's also true. It's true about Washington.
I know.
An inch, it was a lot.
I know.
But what is significant is the size and the scope of this storm. If this were hurricanes or if it was in the summer and it was rain, it's another one of the signs that our climate is
changing.
Falling apart.
Yes.
And we are not doing anything to protect it,
to
protect ourselves against it.
People did say that the South Shore of Long Island was once again in trouble.
Hit right, like Sandy.
And I would only interject that that for those people who were favorable towards socialism, we heard from Roger, who said, "For Rosemary's benefit, Churchill described socialism as a philosophy of failure, a creed of ignorance, and a gospel of envy. And Thatcher, the problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money."
I actually have lived in Europe, and I think socialism is a system that we should look at. I am not opposed to anything Bernie Sanders says, but I recognize that he is dealing with an electorate that is not schooled, that has great prejudice against the system he espouses, and it's a huge burden I do not see him overcoming.
Could be right.
No, I think it'll be the pinko commie fag who wants to be president. And
exactly.
I think, you know, the people who like Donald Trump will buy that lock, stock, and barrel.
Yes.
There will be those who may not understand where Libby is particularly coming from when she says that this is not her
spousal.
This
right.
Is
no,
what
no,
she
no,
was
no.
This say.
Is
other people would be
this
saying.
This is what
that.
Other people will say about him. This is what the far right and Trump's people and the GOP actually will say about him. And that's what how they smeared people in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And, you know, they will do it again to Bernie, and people will buy it. They will just buy it because they don't want to think. That's the thing. And we talked about this before. They don't want to think. They want to be told what to do. They don't want to have to think. They wanted it easy.
Which is the whole appeal of Donald Trump.
That's right.
Nice, simple. America's the best.
And
screw everybody else.
And
we
hate everybody.
And that's it.
Who's
it's,
not white. I mean,
and
it's really
and it's working.
Clear. Yes,
it is.
Is
working.
Well, it's bringing up these people who feel like they've been undermined because of affirmative action and because of other people getting ahead. And they don't understand that Donald Trump and the oligarchs are the ones who are undermining them.
Correct. They're voting against their own self-interest.
Yes.
All right. We have a few minutes. Get to some letters.
Joseph says, "Morning. Interesting that you think a Democrat will be any different than any other corporate guy. You want honest politics and think a big business guy like Bloomberg is your solution?
No, what I want is the next selections on the U.S. Supreme Court not to be made by a Republican.
Right.
That's what I want.
That's what's at stake here more than anything. It's choice. It's gay rights. It's all the social issues, and which means the Supreme Court.
George says, "The roundtable this morning is like listening to a broadcast of Kathy Lee and whoever.
Hoda.
I have no idea what that means.
It means they don't like us.
Oh, well.
Okay. And Henry,
bye.
And then, right. But keep listening. Henry says, both de Blasio and Chris Christie had several extensive news conferences on local New York metro area TV stations on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's from Henry. Okay. Thank you for that.
We were talking about national coverage. Yeah, CNN profile.
CNN went for right. the governor.
I want to hear from my governor.
Yes.
Yes. Cruz. Let's see. I don't know who this is. MG. Can you outline more about Bloomberg for non-New Yorkers? Anyone but Trump or Cruz? All right. And Lauren says, this is an easy choice for me. The dumbed-down electorate, that's a different story. And his headline was, Burden Overcoming Socialism Versus Oligarchy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, Kathy says, I used to live in the D.C. area. When they get snow, it turns to ice. After I moved up here, I always used to say, these northerners don't know how to drive in ice, which really means don't do it. All right. And Roger says, yeah, we did that, Roger. That's right. And we did that one. Okay. And Jamie, how could someone no one likes get elected a senator yet president? Oh, yeah, Richard Nixon. Right. And that's called Cruz and likability.
Was Richard Nixon as disliked as Ted Cruz?
Well,
he certainly had lots of enemies.
So. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
And he had that lovely wife and daughter who are older than two daughters. Yeah, just like Ted Cruz.
One of whom is married.
Got married in the White House.
Right, who's the head of the state Republican Party.
And who is a delightful man.
I'm sure.
Even if he's not always right, he's a delightful man. Hmm. Okay, so she chose well. And Robert says, Oh, come on, especially the people who are blinded by nothing more than the idea of a woman in the White House. We all know what the smug 1% Clinton will do, given Bill's record of co-opting the Republican agenda and selling us out. How much longer will you buy into the fear of something different, more socialism? Look at our services, which are socialized. I believe North Dakota has socialized banking. Oklahoma's socialized electric utility. And that's Bob from East Nassau. I guess that's sort of it.
Yeah. All right. That was the last letter, and we are just about out of time. We have less than a minute. Denver or Carolina in the Super Bowl? Who do you guys?
Denver. Great game.
Yeah,
Denver Patriots game was great.
I'm for Denver.
You have any idea?
I always choose by the city.
Oh, okay.
You'll never see me voting for Dallas.
Okay, I understand.
But the Panthers are not really outside.
I mean, they had an amazing season.
Yeah, they just kind of sailed through the game.
To be in the Super Bowl based on
I do like Panthers better than Broncos. You know that.
As far as
the animals, yeah.
From the animals.
But Peyton Manning.
To choose.
This is going to be his last game.
Yeah, he's married.
Ever. He's married to who? What? Somebody who had.
No, that's the other one.
It's Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Oh yeah, and he lost. I'm happy about that. That's right.
But no, which one is for Cruz?
Yeah, right.
Which one is for Trump?
Trump is Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's all moved on. He's out of it now.
Yeah,
he's
gone. He realized that it was a stupid thing to do.
Cheating. It's because of the cheating.
There you go.
Higher order.
But it was a really good game.
Yes,
it was.
We'll be back with more Roundtable, and of course, we'll have another panel tomorrow. Thank you very much for being with us. We'll be right back.